It's time for our monthly travel show with All Aboard Travel in Hillsdale. And joining us on the line to talk about cruising and a whole lot more, Christina Boyer, owner of All Aboard Travel, just back from a very cool cruise, right?
Absolutely. It was so much fun, Ken. We had a chance to go on Norwegian Cruise Line's brand new Getaway of the Seas. And it is a very, very cool. It is probably the best ship that I've ever been on.
Wow.
It has so much to offer for everybody. But how new it was we were the first real passengers, other than staff and heads of Norwegian that had sailed, of course, from Europe over. And we left from New York. So that was really quite interesting. I got a chance to do a little Manhattan while I was there and make the most of all of my time. But everyone keeps asking me, well, where did you go? Now, just so that you know, there are sailings from New York year-round that go south,
okay. Warm.
And they leave very cold the first couple of days. And, of course, once you get down into Florida and you hit the Keys and Nassau and those areas, you are a little bit warmer. However, this ship just went to nowhere. And everyone's like, really? But if you've ever been on a ship this big, you know that 2 days, even to nowhere, meant I barely saw every part of the ship that I really wanted to.
Okay.
So it was really, really fun. And they didn't want to spend too much gas because it was the inaugural ship. And it was like test driving a brand new car. Everything was just, sparkly and shiny and new, and it was so great. Like, so new that my son went with me. He had on a new pair of sweatpants and was thinking he'd be funny and hide under the bed and tease me. And as he walks by, I look at him and I say, oh, brand new carpet. You got to change those pants before we can go out of this cabin, So, I mean, it was that new, and it was very, very great.
Did it have a new ship smell to it, too, like a new car smell?
It did. It absolutely did. Knowing that you were the first person to sleep in that bed, as my son says, I was the first kid to play basketball on the full-court basketball hoop, So those kind of things were pretty neat. But this ship did have so much for everybody. And, cruising has a great value, no matter what cruise line you're on, whether you're looking for that value or moderate type, or you're looking for the high-end Oceania, Azamara, that has that little bit more feel of luxury. But the one thing that I was really impressed with what Norwegian done is, you go with the ship thinking, I'm there for, it as a mode of transportation. But really, people don't even need to get off of this ship. There was so much to do. And, maybe you've tired out some of the islands, and you're like, yeah, I've done it, I've been there, I want something different. Well, these ships are being built now for people to, as I said, make their own destination. We saw, for the shows, it wasn't just your typical type show. We saw a great headlining, type comedian in its own little venue, not in the big one. So if you're not a comedian, you don't have to go sit with 300 people. You can go to the smaller, quaint, specific room built for the comedians. We saw Legally Blonde, the performance, which was great. One of the sister ships does the Blue Man Group. The other one happens to do Rock of Ages. So if you think about that, if you were to go to Chicago or New York and see a Broadway show, that's going to cost you, anywhere between $75 and $125 for seating. And so that was already included in that vacation that you've got paid for. So that's really cool when you think about the entertainment being there. This ship specifically has 29 restaurant-type venues.
Wow.
I know. Now, yes, not all of them are included, but again, what they have is great opportunities for people who just want that, I've paid one price and I'm going to eat. Everything from hard-dipped ice cream on the buffets now, not just soft serve. It's still there for the soft serve lovers, but you can make your own ice cream sundae every lunch and dinner because there's hard-dipped ice cream available for you at your disposable tons of times, an Irish pub available for you. So at 10:30 at night, my son was eating a chili dog, and people were having pot pies and fish and chips, So there's all those kind of things, regular restaurants available with lobster and escargot and, great creme brulee. Can you tell I skipped breakfast? All of those wonderful things. But maybe, you think, I like that little bit of a different type food. I want to go to one of those Japanese steakhouse where they're doing all the, Benihana style, entertaining, cutting the food in front of you. Or you want to go to a French restaurant or a seafood restaurant by Gregory, just an amazing type atmosphere. Or maybe you just like a little sushi and you want to walk up to the Rar Bar and have some really cool, oysters Rockefeller, oysters on the half shell. those are available for purchase for somebody who wants to increase their vacation that way. But you don't feel like you had to pay for that in order to get your food.
So it's almost like an all-inclusive resort on the water.
Oh, absolutely. And they do have some drink packages, as you say, all-inclusive, because I know that's one thing people say to me is, oh, you know, sometimes those drinks add up. And it depends on, you know, of course, the type of drinks that you're having. But you can get beverage packages, whether you're looking for just soda for the kids to make it easy and you never have to say no, or you like to have a few cocktails and you can buy a one-time weekly cocktail package that has that already included for you. So you don't have to be spending lots of extra money. But this ship was just beautiful. So much to do for the kids that my son definitely didn't have enough time. Kids camp is broke up into all different age groups. So he ditched me. I had dinner alone one night because he didn't even want to go to dinner. And I'm not doing the buffet when I can have lobster. So, you know, so he went to kids camp. Full basketball court, like I mentioned, soccer up there. You have ping pong. There was a putt-putt golf course on board. Really, really fun. There was a rock climbing wall and a rope challenge course where you hooked up to the line. So you get to do that little zip line there towards the end. And it has a plank. You can walk out the plank over the side of the ship.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Not me. Too much fear fights for that. But, yes, people were actually doing that. It was really cool to watch. 5 water slides. 2 of them are racing. Now, the one thing I always have people ask me is, you know, I want to enjoy the pool, but I don't want kids come flying down those water slides at me. Those are very contained. So you're not going to lose your pool space because of the water slides. So okay. That's really great. But some really fun stuff. Of course, the casino is on board and a little shopping. They have a half a mile of outdoor cafes and restaurants, something new that has just came up. So this is the brand new getaway. Last year they introduced the Breakaway, which is the one that leaves from New York. This one specifically will leave from Miami and has some great deals. Now today, unfortunately, is one of the deadlines. But all you have to do is get your reservation booked and deposited today for any of the 3 newer ships. And they're giving you a $200 onboard credit. And usually when you hear that, it's only if you're booking a balcony cabin. But, Ken, it's for insides, ocean views, balconies, no matter where you're at on the ship, they've done that.
Wow.
Now, the other cool thing that they've done is they've added an exclusive haven area for people who maybe want a little bit more privacy. It's adults-only pool, very quiet and serene. You have your own key card section in order to even get in there, your own lounge, your own restaurant. So it's very upscale, quiet for people who are looking for that. But the best part is, if you've ever tried to travel as a single guest, what happens with the cruise lines or even some hotels, you figure you're paying for 2 whole portions of that ship. So a person pays what we call 200% single supplement on a normal cruise ship.
Okay.
They built single cabins, single suites. You, again, have your own key carded area to get into these little suites. The rooms are smaller. They're only 100 square feet. But, you know, you're not traveling with a family of 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need quite that much room. But they have their own little fun little lounge. So whether you are, you know, 25 or 65 traveling individually, there's a whole little meet area where you're going to meet in that lounge. There are all other single people. And doing the same thing, you know, so it's kind of neat. I saw on the board someone wrote, hey, having dinner at 7 o'clock if anyone wants to join me. You know, and you saw 2 or 3 names, Sandy, Jim, James, you know, they all threw their names up there. And they all met at such and such a restaurant at 6 o'clock. So it was kind of a neat atmosphere for somebody who doesn't want to travel and pay that high extra fee.
Talking to Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale here on AM 1590 and FM 95.5. But just back from Norwegian Cruise Line's newest ship, the Getaway. Now, where will this one normally sail at?
It will sail starting this week from Miami, and it will do the Eastern Caribbean. So St. Thomas, San Juan, St. Martin is what it's going to do for the next couple of years. And, of course, I have already booked group space for spring break, hold on, 2015. So to give everybody a little bit more time for something like that. So if you want to get your deposit in, we've had a great, crazy cold winter, and you think, you know what, I didn't get on the ball early enough this year. Let's go ahead and get on for 2015. We are already taking small deposits of only $100 a person to hold your space. And then we'll be kicking off the airfare and everything else come a little bit farther this spring.
So is cruising becoming one of the more economical ways to vacation these days?
It absolutely. There are so many things available for you, fun things, quiet things, you know, your food, everything that you're wanting to do and see. And the price, when you break it down per person on what you spend, it's amazing. You know, we took our kids down to Gatlinburg 2 summers ago, and by the time we were said and done, my husband looked at me and thought, 4 nights in Gatlinburg, gas, hotel, meals, shows, we could have been on a cruise for the same price. You know, but you've got to plan ahead. This year's spring break definitely still has availability out there. But what I'm seeing on the negative side is the airfare is so expensive this year. So for people who don't mind that drive or are looking to maybe get away, you don't have to use New York. You don't have to use Florida. There's Charleston. There's you've got Mobile has a few. You know, Houston has a few. So there's some other areas where you can depart from. It doesn't always have to get you to Florida.
Norwegian Cruise Lines, obviously what we're talking about here, there are a variety of cruise lines. Are there different ones that you recommend for different types of excursions?
I sure do. It really depends on whether you're traveling with a family or you're traveling, you know, quieter. You know, we've got Oceana that we work with a lot, and Azamara, which is that, you know, upscale, smaller ship doing a lot of the European destinations, a little in the Caribbean and over in Alaska, of course. You pay one price. You know, and you've got your beverages. Your lunch and dinner has wine and beer included for you all the time. All your tips are included. You know, all of even some of the shore tours are already pre-planned for you. So there's some really different things from the small ships to these big mega ships like Royal Caribbean and Carnival Cruise Line. We do have a fun group that we're kicking off right now with Carnival, and everybody should give us a call. Trace Atkins is actually going to be performing, and that's Carnival's thing right now is some concerts live. So when you stop in Nassau, you actually have your concert for you that night, and you get a chance to see some different artists. And we have one booked in October with Trace Atkins, and it's a great price for either an inside or an ocean view. You'll be just shocked when you hear what the price is. But they are doing a great budget, and everyone gets to have not only their taxes, their tips are included, and this is under $400 a person. So give us a call, and we can tell you a little bit more in detail where you'll be stopping and when you're going to get to see Trace.
Okay. For the price, how important is a balcony view as opposed to an inside view on a ship like this where there's so much stuff to do?
You know, honestly, oh, I hate to say that, but everybody has their own thing, of course. I would say on a ship like the one I was just on, I wouldn't have to have a balcony because there was so much other stuff to do. Now, when I travel with my mom, she's an early bird. She wants to get up and have coffee and orange juice and sit out and read her book at 6 a.m. I don't want to get up until 8:30, 9 o'clock. So having a balcony is awesome for those type of things, you know, because she can be out there relaxing, you know, just enjoying the view, you know, watching for dolphins and whales. And when you're in Alaska, of course, it's really much more important. But, you know, she's enjoying those type of things where I'm sleeping in. You know, or maybe you have, you know, the kids are getting ready and my husband's out there in the evening waiting for the hairspray to tone down in the bathroom, you know, that type of thing. So there are reasons people love having that quiet, private balcony. I know I enjoy, after a long day of being on the island, I know there's a lot of hubbub going on. You know, if you're not a people person and you don't want to watch everybody at the pool doing all the crazy stuff, to just sit out there and have that ocean, listening to that ocean, to me is very important. But to somebody else, it might not be.
Okay. 800-968-8747, the number to call. And again, today the deadline on this special onboard credit, right?
Yes, the onboard credit. You have to have the book today in order to get the $200 onboard credit, no matter where you're at on the ship. But otherwise, if you're looking for more of a deals and other specials, there'll be more of those to come. Great prices. And, you know, really look at the value. When you're comparing cruise ships to which company might be just a tad bit more expensive than one of the others, it's all about what you're getting and the value that you're getting. So, you know, don't just go by price. Go by what is best for you.
All right. Travel tips and the cruise details from the experts at All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Give Christina a call at 800-968-8747, 800-968-8747. So where's your next excursion? Do you know yet?
Looking at a couple different destinations. I'll be ready to tell everybody soon, but I've thrown around Florida. Next time we'll talk about Manhattan itself, because I did get a chance to spend a couple days there. And so a little bit of skiing, a little bit of cold stuff going on for everybody right now. So all kinds of fun stuff.
All right, thanks. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Christina.
Bye.
Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel, downtown Hillsdale. 800-968-8747 for All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale on our travel show.